Hello.
Oh, hi, Daniel. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good, how about you?
Good. Oh, you know what? The phone line's much better now. You must have finished that pressure washing job, huh?
Yeah, I got caught in the rain, so I had to finish up real quick.
Wow, your equipment is loud. I'm amazed you could hear me over that.
No, yeah, I had my AirPods in, so really,
No
I heard you
wonder.
quick today. And I figured because you never asked me anything about it, so I figured you heard me clear as day, so I don't know.
I could barely hear you. It was really, really loud, but I was thinking the same thing. Oh, as long as he can hear me, I just concentrate a little harder. But you asked me to call you back, and just to recap, I already had reduced your past due balance to the 49 for the hosting, but you wanted me to call you back to update the payment information, correct?
Yes, ma'am, yes.
Okay. So moving forward, you'll just stay on that $49 plan. It won't go up unless you ever called us and wanted to, put the Google Ads back on or something, okay?
Awesome, yeah. Yeah, I'll do that probably. It probably won't be till next spring. I'm
Okay.
kind of flowing in, customers naturally, by my own Facebook. And then, by my yard signs, things like that. So naturally, I'm just getting customers till, probably the end of the season. And then I'll probably end up, packing up, by, November sometime, So I got like another month left. I'll just let the natural flow of things go and then keep doing the 49, things like that until maybe next spring. Then we
Yep.
can start back up on some Facebook ads and things like that. So as long as my website's up and people can find me, and I can direct them, to something or somebody hears about me and they want to look me up, then it's a good idea to have all that, there, just in case. So
Yep.
yeah, the $49 a month, that's a lot better than the, I don't know what I was paying. Honestly, I don't know what I was paying.
You
I
were
just know it
paying
was
$2.99, but yeah, that was including the Facebook ads. So yeah, I understand that that was a little pricey, especially if you're going off season soon. So yeah, this will be a really good option for you to use in the meantime. And I never recommend people go to hosting unless it's, a last resort or like in your situation where you're close to the end of the season. But I have had the site in and of itself bring clients to our customers kind of assisting from other sources. So an example of that is I had a man call me and he said, "Can you help me open up the lead that's coming through my site? I can't read it." And I opened it up and it was someone that said, he was a contractor, but it was someone that said, "We want to hire you for the $8,000 bid that you offered us last week." And he said, "That is so strange. I didn't get that lead from Google. I got it through Angie Leads." And I told him, guess what they did though, after you went and bid on it, they did some due diligence on him. And when they saw that he had a nice website with credible things being shown and, good things being said about him, it actually like solidified him in getting that job. So, that's a little added benefit in keeping it in the meantime too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I got Angie leads, but the same thing there. I was getting leads, but each one of them was costing me like, they would say like, oh, leads, are from like $16 to like $40. Well, it turns out like every lead was $40, and then if I accept it, $40 goes out of my account, and then if I close them, then that's good. Obviously, the money gets made, but more than likely, they never led anywhere. And sometimes I would even look up to see who some of these people were contacting me,
Yeah.
and like spend it. I'd accept it, and then I'd hear nothing back from them. I'd look them up on Facebook, and it's like a completely like it looks like a non-existent person. It kind of looks like it's generated. I don't know. So
Wow. Yeah, if
I
that
just like
happens to
love
you
this
again,
site.
are you still working with them?
I have my leads paused. I haven't taken a lead since like August because, I wasn't closing I wasn't closing too many people. When I did, then, okay, that money gets made. But at the same time, it just, like, if I accept six leads for $40 and I only close one of them for a simple wash, you know, then it, the rate on return just isn't there, you know. So
it
any rate, like, anything on marketing websites and,
yep.
you know, I don't know. Like, I'm only on year two of this, so this was my first year trying out the website, things like that. I don't know. It's just I'm not really having too much luck out of just, you know, going through other sources of marketing and stuff like that. Really,
yeah.
That brings it in. I have a separate
You did better with the Facebook ads results than with the Google ads results or the Google optimization. But I think some of those reviews will help you with that. And what I'm going to do right now, just because you said you had someone go on there and try to write a review and it didn't go through, you said they had to like jump through a hoop or something to get it. I think it's just because they didn't have a Gmail account, but I'll go on there right now and I'll write a 5-star review for you. So I'm not going to lie and say, oh, he came and pressure washed my driveway, because that's not true. But I can put something that's true, like, you know, Daniel runs a trusted business in the community. He has an excellent service. Don't hesitate to call Wash Away Pressure Washing, and I can put the 5 stars in, and then that will be showing up on your Google listing. So that will start. And like I said, even with the hosting package, the Google listing, it still belongs to you, so you can still feel free to use that review generator email as needed, okay?
Awesome, yeah, I appreciate that.
Of course, I'll do that for you, Daniel. So for the billing, is it still the same billing address on North 9th Avenue?
Yeah.
It is, okay, perfect. And then I'm ready for the new card number whenever you are.
Let's do 5141.
Okay.
7400.
Mm-hmm.
0041.
Okay.
3666.
3666. Okay, expiration?
0426.
4 of 26. And then the code on the back?
164.
164. Okay. So I will get your authorization and then you will be good to go. So let me just make sure that it processes. That way we won't have any further problems. Okay, good. I got the green light for you. So thank you so much for updating that, Daniel, and have a really nice weekend coming up, too.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.